Dr. Fraley, it is great to speak with you here at this agronomics conference, and you just got off the stage as one of our opening speakers here talking about meeting global demand through innovation in agriculture. The guy that's kind of head of the technology that's going on there at Monsanto, tell us a little bit about some of the takeaways you wanted to have these folks go home with from your remarks.
Well, first thing I always start every talk with is just talking about how important agriculture is and how important innovation in agriculture is. And I frame it up this way. I'm 61. In 37 years, the world population is going to grow to 9.6 billion. So when I'm 98, it's going to be a lot of people. It's going to be the world my kids are going to live in. And when you add the components of population growth and better diets and nutrition, for us as farmers and in the ag industry, it means we need to double food production. And if you say that really quick, it goes by fast. But thinking about doubling food production in the next 37 years, I think is the absolute greatest predictable challenge that faces the world today. And that's where it starts, with the need for new technologies and new innovation to provide farmers with better tools to improve their yields, to improve their profitability, and improve the ability to farm sustainably into the future.
Well, you mentioned profitability, and that goes hand in hand with sustainability. As a lot of people have learned, some the hard way, I guess you might say. So looking at some of the innovations that you have already brought to the marketplace and maybe have in that pipeline, anything you might want to point out that Monsanto's doing to kind of help get us there in terms of feeding that growing population?
Sure, a couple of things I'd highlight. And first, I'd start by saying when most people think about Monsanto, they think about the biotech traits, the Roundup Ready or the Yield Guard or the corn rootworm technology. And I can assure you that there's a lot more coming in biotech traits, and we can talk about that in a minute. But I like to make the point that a big part of our R&D investment is in plant breeding, and I am really excited about how the tools of biotechnology, the sequencing, the markers, the seed chippers, have literally changed the way we can breed corn and soybeans or tomatoes and carrots. And it gives farmers better seeds, but it gives breeders better tools to be able to breed more, faster, with higher efficiency than ever before. So we're going to see advances in biotech, we're going to see advances in breeding, and in many ways those two areas of biology have come together. In the sense that they contribute to better seeds. What's really exciting now is that we're also seeing the other great advance of this century, information technology, coming to the farm. The average tractor has more computer power than the first spaceship that went to the moon. And the ability to collect that information and deliver information to that tractor, to that grower, in terms of where to plant, what population to plant, which field to work, which field needs to be attended to in terms of insect or disease management, those types of information and database tools are now, I think, going to combine very nicely with the advances in biology and genetics to create the new products, new yield, and new tools to precisely farm fields for farmers.
Yeah, we certainly hear a lot about the word precision in agriculture today, and it has actually now kind of applies to all areas and not just growing crops, as we know. How about a comment I heard you make this morning, I think can't be said enough, to reassure some folks who have some concerns about some of the new technology, because we're seeing consumers be more interested in where their food comes from than we have in quite some time now. But I think when it comes to things like the genetically modified food types and all that, we've seen nothing but an intense amount of research, regulation, testing, and nothing has, and it's been proven to be very safe.
Yeah, it's had an incredible history. I made the comments today that, a lot of times, people are still talking about the biotechnology tools as brand new, and I reminded the group today that the first experiments using recombinant DNA techniques were done in the 70s. The first plants were made in the 80s. Those were petunia plants in our lab. The first crops reached the marketplace in the 90s. You know, so we have 20-plus years of experience with these products. And the thing, you know, I'm most proud about, I mean, you know, I'm glad to see that they've been adopted by farmers in lots of countries, but these products have been used for 20 years without a single issue of food or animal safety. Their track record has been superb. It's based on the strong science. It's based on, you know, incredible regulatory oversight, both in the U.S. and by countries around the world. And I'm really proud of the fact that these products have delivered benefits so broadly to large farmers and small farmers and done it with such an outstanding track record of safety. That's the good news. The challenge, as you pointed out, is we still have more to do. And I would tell you that, you know, Monsanto as a company and our industry, you know, we've done a pretty good job of communicating to farmers. And I think, you know, we're a bit guilty of, you know, we've communicated to farmers. We've had great success in farmers understanding the benefit. We've probably always viewed ourselves as a seed company providing seeds to farmers. And what we've learned as we've gone out and talked to consumers and moms and nutritionists and millennials and other folks is they view us as a food company. And it means we need to be much more transparent in communicating to consumers about food. And as you said, there's a lot of interest about food. I think that's a great opportunity because we've really never done it. And so we're going to be much more involved in outreach to moms and consumers and chat rooms and using social media and all of the tools to deliver what is an absolutely important message to people about the concern and care we have for the safety of food supply and to make sure that as we go into the future that we continue to have safe, affordable food for a growing population.
Yeah, you mentioned social media, something that's driven my whole business. I would give kudos to Monsanto, who I think was one of the first companies in ag really to really embrace and launch themselves into using these communication channels, not only, you know, what I call business to business, but to consumer as well. You've got several persons on your staff I'm very good friends with who I think are doing a great job. So, you know, it's a challenge, but we got those tools to use, and I'm glad to see that that Monsanto is taking advantage of that.
Well, and I think that, you know, it's the science has such benefits, and, you know, there is, you know, misinformation and miscommunication. And I think what we found is as we talk to the vast majority of consumers and they understand the facts, they understand, you know, the importance of innovation in agriculture and farming, they understand the challenges of a world that's going to become more crowded and you know, hungrier and thirstier if we don't use new tools. I think they put that in perspective. I mean, we've seen that in, you know, some of the, you know, the labeling efforts in California and Washington State that, you know, as consumers are given more information, they'll make decisions that are supportive of the technology. As we've done our focus sessions around the country with you know, moms and millennials and folks interested in food. I mean, there's a lot of information that needs to be conveyed, but I think the really, really good news is once people have that information, they're going to make the right decisions.
We're here at this agronomics conference, ASFMRA. How is this issue of, you know, meeting demand and innovation and technology relate to these farm managers, rural appraisers, and the job they have to do as we go forward, do you think?
Well, I think it's key. And when I talk to the group today, I mean, I think it's, you know, as we see, you know, more and more farmland being managed by farm management, you know, companies and organization, and certainly I think the demographics, you know, point to that, it's important that farm managers have all of the knowledge of all of the tools and have all of the best management systems and access to technology so that they're making the appropriate decisions to, you know, optimize, you know, yield, to optimize profitability, but do it in a way that's precise and sustainable. And that's exactly what these tools provide. And, you know, in a really high level, I mean, you know, the advances that we're seeing in biology through the changes of breeding, the changes in new tools of biotechnology are giving farmers everywhere just unimaginably better and better seeds that can resist insects, that can help provide for better weed control, that can help resist drought. And now with the information technology tools, we're able to literally map every single field that a farmer farms, understand the soil, the impacts of water and moisture and water movement and nutrition in that field, and literally tailor very precisely the recommendation on the seed with the farming practice and give farm managers and farmers just better decision-making tools. You know, I kind of describe it this way. You know, if you think about a farmer or a farm manager getting ready to think about growing a corn crop or a soybean crop or a tomato or vegetable crop, you know, from the time they decide how they're going to prepare that field to the time they harvest, there's about 40 decisions that they make. Each one of those decisions with today's tools can be studied. It can be analyzed based on exactly the state of the crop, exactly the state of the field in terms of moisture, and what the weather could look like in the future. Each one of those decisions could be made better and more precise with these kind of tools. And so that's what's exciting. I'm absolutely thrilled by, you know, the innovations that are occurring on the farm and across agriculture. And I believe that if we make the right decisions on policy and regulations, that we will indeed have the tools that the planet needs to double food production over the next 37 years.
Well, you kind of answered the last question I was going to ask here, and just kind of looking ahead. I mean, you know, what do you see Monsanto doing and playing, and how would you be playing a role in helping us get to where we're going to need to be here once we got, what, another couple billion people to feed?
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing I'm so proud about it of Monsanto is, you know, we're a company that 100% of our focus as a business is on farming and agriculture. And really, the big part of that is how do we bring new innovation to growers? And it can be innovations in the seed, you know, with the breeding and the biotechnology tools. I think it can be a lot of information on the agronomy and how we plant and manage that crop. But importantly, these are tools that that have fit here in the United States. They have fit around the world, and it's exciting to be part of that, because, you know, I step back and, you know, don't want to be over dramatic, but, you know, I've thought a lot about this, and, you know, the challenge of doubling agricultural production by 2050, I think, is really the greatest challenge facing mankind. And it's for me, it's exciting, it's motivating, it's really an honor to be, you know, part of the effort to help meet that challenge.
Well, it sure is exciting, and we just look forward to seeing what new things Monsanto is going to come up with, because I'm in this business about 30 years, and you've been right there along with it the whole way. So we appreciate you taking some time to visit here at the Agronomics Conference. And I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.